From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Seven astronauts are orbiting the Earth right now in Space Shuttle Discovery, along with some unusual cargo. They're on their way to the International Space Station and should arrive tomorrow. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has this report on what the crew will do once it docks with the outpost.
Space Shuttle Discovery is going to be delivering a lot of stuff to the station, like spare parts for a broken toilet and a toy astronaut, a 12-inch tall Buzz Lightyear action figure. But its most important cargo is a new science lab the size of a bus. It was built by Japan's space agency. Astronaut Akihiko Hoshide will help install it.
This is a big milestone for the Japanese community. A lot of people worked on this for 20-plus years.
The lab looks like a big cylinder with racks on the walls for science equipment. It will be the station's biggest room. Mike Seffredini is NASA's program manager for the station. He says after this mission, the outpost will have 10 to 11,000 cubic feet of living space. If you do the math, that's sort of like an apartment that's 1,000 square feet with 10-foot ceilings. But in space, you can float up to those ceilings.
So that is a very large home. Very large. Which I'd love to have a home like that.
Besides installing the new lab, the crew will have other chores. One of them will be to go outside and try to clean part of the station's solar power system. An important joint that turns solar panels is jammed up with metal shavings.
So we're literally going out there with the kind of tools you'd have in your garage.
Astronaut Mike Fossum says they'll be testing different cleaning techniques.
The first thing we're going to do is take a scraper to it and see if we can scrape some of that stuff off to make that surface, you know, a little more smooth. And next we're going to put down, literally, it's a little bit of grease. It's a special space grease.
They'll try to scrape the grease or wipe it with a towel to see if they can remove the crud without it floating away and making an even bigger mess. Another repair job involves the station's only toilet. It's been acting dodgy for days. Kirk Shireman is deputy program manager for the space station. He says NASA scrambled to get a replacement part, a pump, onto the shuttle.
Frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if the crew doesn't go to work immediately in installing that pump.
If the fix doesn't work, the crew can use the shuttle's toilet, at least for a while. Discovery's mission is scheduled to last about 2 weeks. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.